but you know it just ain't right. Since I've been loving you, I'm about to lose my worried mind. Oh, 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 oh.
Daniel Monedero y te doy la bienvenida a Blues en las Ondas. Gwendolyn Vaughan Daniels abría el programa con un psicodélico Since I've Been Loving You, pero este Champagne and Reefer de Muddy Waters nos servirá para recomendar el libro Can't Be Satisfied, The Life and Times of Muddy Waters, donde se explica detalladamente la épica historia de Muddy Waters.
Champagne when I'm thirsty. Bring me a ripple when I want to get high.
Hoje sou macaco velho. Hoje
Sergio Abdo se lucía la armónica desde Brasil en Macaco Velo. Pero antes de que José Babilinoa nos deje el Eratietakeran desde Euskal Herria, recuerda que el miércoles 21 a las 10 los Dixie Jumbles se acercarán al Café Cronopio, en la calle Barón de San Petrillo, 46 de Valencia. Aunque el día siguiente, jueves 22, tendremos tres actuaciones, ya que a las 9 y media los Bijoles tocarán en el Café Cronopio. A las 10 tendremos Jam Session con Nano Blues en la Edad de Oro, en la calle San Jacinto, 3 de Valencia. Y el jueves también, pero a las 11:55, Leandro and Friends levantarán el Black No Club. Pasando al viernes 23 tendremos tres actuaciones más, porque a las 10 y media habrá jam session de blues en el Copelia Café Corrillo, en la calle San Francisco, 14 de Alicante. A las 11 Sara y The Ramblers tocarán en 16 toneladas, en la calle Ricardo Micó, 3 de Valencia. Y a las 11 y media la Cantro Plus Blues Band actuará en el Loco Club, en la calle Erudito Orellana, 12 de Valencia. Y para acabar, el sábado a las 11:55, Mama Soul pondrá todo el alma en el Black No Club, en la calle Polo y Peirolón, 15 de Valencia.
a song about a train. Train run all the way from New Orleans, Memphis, St. Louis, Chicago, Illinois. It's a special streamlined train. I mean, the train's so fast, the hobos don't even mess with it. They stand on by with a hat in their hand, they watch it go by. I remember one day down here in Arkansas, I got done doing this set for a festival. I was sitting on the loading dock relaxing. And who come by to visit? With David Honeyboy Edwards. Well, he reached in his back pocket and took out what we call an ass pocket of brandy. We sat down, we drank some brandy together, did some talking and some visiting. After a while, our conversation went back to the days of Honey Boy and Robert Johnson and Big Joe Williams, and I asked him, I said, honey, you pretty fair hobo in your time. Did you ever get that train? He replied to me with a little wink and nod and a smile. Later on, my travels took me to a fellow that claimed to work on the sister train, a train they called the City of New Orleans. And you know, they wrote a song about that train too. What he told me was that both these trains was called the Chicken Bone Express, meaning that the poor people spent all their money to get a ticket to ride. So friends, relations come on by with a sack of lunch, sack of dinner, give them something to eat as they rode up north. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the name of this song, the name of the train, it wasn't the same. I call this the New Panama Limited. Early one morning, I woke up before my little girl, you know, sunlight coming through the window upon her face. I think about just how lovely she was. She reached over, grabbed my arm. I looked over towards her. That's when she said to me, "Whoa, Daddy, I sure don't want to say." Come on, baby, put your clothes on now. We don't want to be late for train time. Not today. Walking down to Union Depot, sometimes in the early morning air, you know, you hear them trains out in the distance. We walk along, we heard a train sound like this. Dad, is that the Panama Limit? I said, no, baby, I don't believe that is. That sounds like the 830 local to me. Limited, well, she'd blow more lonesome than that. I've often wondered why a man can't say what he feels. I've often wanted to censor that. I was thinking about telling her how much I loved her and how much I needed her. When she reached over to me and she grabbed my arm and looked over towards her, that's when she said, "Oh, Daddy, I sure do love you so. Say, and just then we heard it. It was the Panama Limit. And near as I could tell, now that train may be 36, 37 miles from Memphis, Tennessee. But you come in. Special streamline, like I told you. You know, people claim she get coal and water on the fly. I don't know if that's true or not. But I do know she squall on the turn and she split rail when she run. When that big train is moving fast, starts splitting rails, she sound like this. When she get to the turn, she gonna squall. When the big turn squall, she sound like this. Down to the station steps, she said, "Daddy, you know about train time?" I said, "Little girl, I don't know nothing about no train time. I'm gonna play some guitar, try and make a few nickels and dimes. You wanna know about train time, you gotta find your train, man, but you leave me alone now. I got some money to make." Well, I heard her feeling, she get messed with scream and cry, she said, "Whoa, Daddy, I don't like the way you put me down. And with that she picked up a grip and she ran up the steps of the station. Well, I realized what had done wrong now. Raised up my right hand, I called out her name, I begged for forgiveness. She heard me, she stopped at the very top of the step, looked over her left shoulder. That's when she said, "You're too late. Mama gonna leave you now. Say, inside the station, she found a train man. She said, "Mr. Train Man, can you help me?" He said, "If I can, I'll be glad to help you. What do you need?" She says, "I gotta know about train time." He said, "Lord, I'd help you with that. All you gotta do is go over there by them rails, put your head by them, and listen. And when you hear the rails humming, ringing, clacking, and singing, then you know train time won't be long." She went over by the rails, she put her head by them, she listened. It's pretty much what she heard. When a big train get close to Memphis, Tennessee, they gotta slow it down. How they do that? When they get to that 3-mile curve, they slow it down with an air brake. Engineer find a spot, let the brake go. That sound like that. Inside the tunnel now. She started slow. Engineer now, he gonna ring on the bell, let the people know it's coming in. The big train rumbles in. Engineer, well, he ring on the bell, and all those sounds come together like this. She got on that train, and now she's going everywhere, everywhere but my home.
Doug Matlieu, ganador del Blues Music Award al Artista Acústico del Año y al Disco Acústico del Año, nos llegó al alma en The New Panama Limited. Si bien Tom Womack toca la guitarra, la armónica, percusiona y canta en este Long Distance Call, eso sí, recuerda que puedes vibrar con Blues en las Ondas los miércoles a las 6:30 y los sábados a las 5:30 en UPV Radio y bluesenlasondas.net.
Darling, please call me on the phone sometime. You say you love me, darling. Please call me on the phone sometime. Yeah, when I hear your voice, pretty mama, yes, you know, Lord, it eased my worried mind. One of these days I'm gonna, oh, I'll show you just how nice a man can be. I'm gone. Oh, I saw you just how nice a man can be. Yeah, and I'm gonna buy you a brand new Cadillac, girl. Whatever you only say some kind words about me. My phone rang. Well, it sounded like a long distance call. Well, I hear my phone ring, people. Well, it sounded like a long distance call. Yeah, but when I picked up my receiver, yeah. Oh, baby. Potter said another mule kicking in, y'all. Yeah.
Potter said another mule kicking in, y'all. Potter said another mule. Kicking in your stall.
Kevin McLeod nos acercó ese Slow Burn desde freemusicarchive.org. En cambio, este How Long Blues llega de parte de un cantante mítico, Jimmy Rushing.
How baby, how long? Got a gal who lives way up on the hill. If she doesn't love me, I know.
This title of this tune, I ain't gonna drink no more. I don't know how true that's gonna be. Yeah, the words of this tune was written back some time ago. Some of it started out along the 40s and some end up in the 52. Some of my own version of it, I ain't gonna drink no more. Cause you and whiskey taking advantage of me. You know I ain't gonna never drink no more whiskey. Cause you and liquor taking advantage of me. You keep me blue can ever live and be. When I draw my little money, oh, I just can't feel satisfied. Satisfied. Well, I kiss me a half a pint of whiskey, and you jump that on my mind. Well, all right.
Despedir este Blues en las Ondas, me gustaría recordar a un pianista irrepetible. Y es que Sonny Land Slim nació el 5 de septiembre de 1907 en el rural Quitman County, en Mississippi. Pero tras hacerse un nombre en la escena local, en el 25 se traslada a Memphis, Tennessee, adquiriendo el nombre de Sonny Land de una canción que compuso y que hablaba de un tren llamado Igual. Y así, en el 42 llega a Chicago, Illinois, donde electrifica sus raíces delta en las bandas de Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Robert Lockwood Jr. e incluso Little Walter. Eso sí, conserva una voz directa marcando el paso con su mano izquierda en los tonos bajos y dando brillo con los tonos agudos. Así, su primera grabación llega en el 46 de parte de Speciality Records, aunque también grabó para RCA Victor con el sobrenombre de Dr. Clinton's Buddy. Pero su carrera no acaba ahí. En los 60 conoce y toca repetidamente junto a Can't Hit, entre otras bandas. En el 88 recibe la National Heritage Fellowship. En el 90 gana un Blues Music Award y durante su carrera es nominado 9 veces. Pero Sonny Land Slim muere el 17 de marzo de 1995, habiendo tocado hasta el final temas como este.
The devil, he's a busy man. Boy, look like he stays on my trail. Stays on my trail. But no matters what I try, the devil, he gets right in my way. Sometimes I steal off to myself. Woo, I sit down and begin to think. Off to myself, children, I sit down and I begin to think. But no matters what I try, children, the devil gets right on my trail. Change my way. Yes,
change my way. But no matter what I try to do, the devil shows me a different plan. Blow your horn. To your grave.